Welcome to the Change Your World's Women's Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Miss Lauren Wyatt. Lauren, won't you take it from here?
Hello, hello, hello. I am just so honored to be here to share some really valuable information with you. Today, we are going to talk about how you can heal and transform your relationship karma by breaking the laws of love. So, if you're listening to this presentation, I'm going to just make a couple of assumptions here. And the first one is, if you're tuned in right now, I am assuming that you are a highly conscious, deeply sensitive woman who is committed to improving and enhancing her life and having all of that reflected back to her. To you in your relationships and love life. I am also going to assume that maybe right now in your love life, things aren't as awesome as you know that they can be. I am sure that you've connected with your heart, you've connected with your soul, and you know what your dream relationship, what your ideal relationship looks and feels like. And maybe now it seems like your current reality is just a little further away from that juicy dream or vision than you would like it to be. And I want to let you know that that is okay. Because we are all here to experience ourselves, to experience our life. And we do this through being a person. And as we know, sometimes being a person is really hard. We can argue with other people, especially people that we love. And this is why relationships are such an exciting and beautiful and deeply healing and transformational area that if we can focus on what we want to experience in our love life, well, we really get to heal, transform, and master our lives. And we do this through really changing our karma. So in this presentation, I am going to be going deep with you on what changing your karma really means and how you can do that so that you can experience what your dream love life is to you. And there's just a bit of a twist on this, and this goes into the third assumption that I'm making for those of you who are tuned in and listening to this presentation is that you probably have a bit of a rebellious side. You might be a bit of a rule breaker. And if this isn't something that you've played with in your current life, like if you're somebody who, like, you really, you're a respectful person, you follow the rules, maybe you're just kind of intrigued at the notion of what it could be like if you embraced your inner rebel and really allowed her to support you in having an amazing love life. You're changing your karma. This is also something that I love to refer to as our inner love renegade. So throughout this presentation, I want you to just make an intention right now to just connect with your inner love renegade. Your inner love renegade is this sacred part of your soul that really puts you in touch with your heart, that shows you how you can break the rules to create a love life that you just absolutely love and adore. Okay, so let's jump right in. Since you're a highly conscious person and you're sensitive, I know that you're just so deeply aware. Like you really and truly care about the people in your life. You're probably one of the first people who gets a phone call if somebody's in a crisis or they need someone to talk to. You're this person because you have empathy, and you are also really smart. As a highly conscious person, you really like see the big picture. You can kind of see beyond what's happening, and this supports you in being a great friend, a great teammate, and of course, a great partner. So what amazingly conscious, deeply sensitive, and heart-centered women like you can experience sometimes is even though you really put in all of this effort and you have all of these beautiful qualities going for you, you may find yourself at a complete standstill in your love life. You may feel like you and your partner have just hit a brick wall and there's nowhere to really go. If you're single, you might find that you're just experiencing the same types of themes over and over again from every relationship that you go to, or the process of creating that relationship, all of the dating and the different, like whether it's doing Match.com or it's meeting someone for drinks. Whatever it is, you're finding yourself maybe feeling a little jaded, a little disillusioned, and I'm going to be honest and say that maybe sometimes you feel a little resentful. Maybe sometimes you feel jealous, like when you see other people who, like, they're not as conscious as you are, they're not as loving, giving, and empathetic as you are, and yet here they are enjoying these fabulous relationships that you see on Facebook, and you might find yourself just feeling really down on yourself, and you might sometimes be thinking, gosh, I've done all of this work on myself, I've done these workshops, I'm doing my yoga, my meditation, my juicing, I'm saying all of these positive affirmations. I'm listening to these great audiobooks. I'm really doing everything that I can to have these awesome relationships, to have other results I love in my life. And yet, here I am at this standstill, just feeling kind of hopeless. So if this is where you're at right now, or if it's a place that you remember being, I want you to know that I, of all people, I completely understand. I get this. I know what it's like to experience heartbreak and also what it's like to feel disillusioned about love and intimate relationships. In 2008, I experienced one of the worst heartbreaks of my life. I thought that this person was just the one, and it turned out that not the one in that way, just the one to kind of get things in motion for me. And I was just so sad, and I was also experiencing just so many fails in my career. My self-esteem was just in the toilet. And like many of my clients, like these amazing women who I am so honored to get to work with, I was making choices that sacrificed my personal integrity, and it just made me feel really badly about myself. And it was manifesting in me having relationships where I wasn't treated very well. So in about 2009, when my body presented with a pretty major health issue, I didn't consciously know this at the time, but that's when I made a choice to change my karma. So we're going to talk about karma. What karma is, and this is a definition that I absolutely love it because it is so simple, and it's every choice has a consequence. Okay? So what this means is everything in your life as it is right now. So if you want to do an inventory of your life and especially look at these intimate relationships in your love life, everything as it is right now is the consequence of different choices that you've made. And that's all karma is. So if right now you're looking at your love life and you're just not happy with it, you get to own it. Okay, it's my karma. Because karma, it's not about like bad people have bad things happen to them, good people are rewarded. It's actually just very neutral, and it all is just every choice has a consequence. So if you want to heal, transform, and change your relationship karma, simply put, you get to make new choices. And I will tell you that in 2009, when all of this stuff was happening, I was just like, oh my gosh, I really didn't have a lot of will left to live. I was just thinking, this whole thing is, this life thing just isn't, I'm not good at it. It's not cut out for me. Relationships are so painful. But I made a choice, and the choice was to heal. So like many of my clients, I engaged in deep soul-level healing, and bit by bit, I got to change my karma, and now today, I am celebrating my wedding anniversary with my amazing husband, Daniel. Daniel and I have chosen to grow, expand, and evolve together as a couple, and I know that if I would have just stuck to different choices I was making, I would not be in this position to experience what I'm currently experiencing right now. And I've seen as a love psychic, I don't think I told you this before, I'm a love psychic. I work with beautifully heart-centered and highly conscious women on having crave-worthy love lives, on making waves as they transform their relationship karma. So as a love psychic, I get to see love miracles, relationship miracles happen every day. So I can promise you that it is completely possible. So let's talk about what breaking the laws of love looks like. A law of love, I want you to think of it as an illusion, a dream-squelching, self-sabotaging, happiness-stomping illusion. And what this illusion, what this law of love does is something that they are so entrenched in the collective consciousness that we don't even realize them until we know what they are and how they're affecting us. And then once we do that, it's like we see them playing out all of the time. So what a law of love does is it kind of makes its way into our lives, and it causes us to make these choices that almost always will result in heartbreak, in disappointment, in feeling jealous, in feeling resentful. What these laws of love do is they separate you from your soul, and they influence you to make choices according to what the collective conscious, what someone else wants you to do. And it is like poison for our relationships and for our love life. So I want to go over an example of what a law of love can look like here. So first, I'm going to give an example for somebody who's married or in a long-term relationship, and then someone else who's single. Okay, so let's say that we have this lady who is married, and she puts her husband and she puts her family, whether this is her children or her parents, she puts all of these people's needs before her own all of the time. And when she does this, what actually happens is she notices that maybe, yeah, there's an expectation that she, put what she wants on the back burner here, but there's also never any appreciation. There's rarely any acknowledgement. And in fact, she gets to witness her partner and all of her other family members just going on with their lives like nothing happened. So what ends up happening to this lady? Well, she ends up feeling really bitter. Like she sees that her relationship is something where she is just giving and giving and giving, and yet she is receiving very, very little in return. So she feels completely drained. So that's one. For a single person, let's say that another, like this amazing woman, she gets into a relationship and she all of a sudden takes on the interests of another, of her partner. And she just is really into whatever he's into. If she's ever upset with him, she kind of sweeps it under the rug, and maybe she brings it up later when there's, and then it turns into a fight, and then he ends up leaving because he's bored with her. And then she sees him in another relationship, and it just makes her so, so sad. Both of these are examples of following the love law of sacrifice. Because when we sacrifice, we just create more opportunities to sacrifice. So what I would say, if this sounds like anything you're experiencing, get off the crazy train, get in touch with what you want, and stop sacrificing. And that's how you change your karma, is you start making a new choice and you stick to it. Okay. So usually when I give a talk, I love to interact with people about their situations, but since this is more of a straightforward presentation, I want to invite you to take what we're doing a step further by taking this quiz that I created. This quiz is all about identifying which law of love that you absolutely get to break first. See, there are six of these laws of love, and all of us have or do or can follow like any of these laws of love at any time. But there's always one that's like a primary for us. And if we can just start by breaking that one law of love, it ends up to where we really start to kind of notice the other laws of love, and we start to make these choices that are more in alignment with guidance that we're getting from our soul and our inner love renegade, and where we get to really create results that we love in our relationships. We get to heal, master, transform, and change our relationship karma by breaking the laws of love. So I want to invite you to just hop on over to take the quiz at www.breakthelawsoflove.com. And once you sign up, you can take the quiz, and I want to warn you, it's an 18-question quiz. It goes super, super deep. It might take you a little bit of time to get through it, and yes, it is geared for women who are single, but if you're not single, you still, of course, get to take the test. I want to encourage you to just use your imagination and tune into the energy of the responses, because each response has a definite energy to it. But just the act of taking this quiz, it's healing, it's enlightening, and when you receive your results, you will get information on the law of love that you get to break right now, and a full report about it will be delivered to your inbox as well. So that's www.breakthelawsoflove.com. You can also connect with me at loverenegade.com as well. All right, so thank you so incredibly much for listening to this presentation on breaking the laws of love so that you can heal and transform your relationship karma. I am Lauren K. Wyatt, Love Psychic and Head Love Renegade, and it has been an absolute honor to connect with you and serve you today. Blessings of love and abundance to you.